You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Raheemy and Harris Show with Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Risk for fraud question. What do you want to see Caleb do Monday night?
Win the football game.
In terms of his own performance, does it matter how
all that matters is us winning the game. So that's all we need to see from our quarterback, from our offense, from our defense, from our special teams. We're focused on is what do we need to do to win the game.
Ben Johnson wants to beat the Vikings. I want the Vikings to be beaten by Ben Johnson, too. This is Raheemy and Harris on 670 The Score with Mark Grody. Mark is in studio today. We love to see it. As we get you ready on a Bears game day, we love to talk about that as well. This is one of those days where we enjoy what we're doing, especially when we can have a game on a Monday night. Also, before Chicago takes on Minnesota, tune in today from 4 to 5:40 p.m., 4 to 5:40 for the your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley will join Spiegel and Holmes to get you set for the game. Immediately following, Olin and Pat will have instant reaction with Chuck Swirsky postgame show. Does he dance if the Bears win?
Absolutely.
Are you serious?
By the way, I need to know.
Don't hold back, Layla. Who's doing the Take the North podcast tonight?
Wait a second. I'm not done with the other thing.
Oh.
That is presented, by the way, by TimberTech Decking and Railing and a Turo Tire. Gabe Ramirez will continue the post-game reaction from midnight until 5.
I'll be on with him.
It's You Up with Gabe Ramirez.
Can't wait
Bears.
For that.
All of that can be heard tonight on The Score in the Odyssey app. It starts from 4 to 5:40. Yes, I am staying up late to work with one Mark Grote to do the Take the North podcast after the game tonight.
For which we are very grateful, because that is not an easy assignment, watching the entire Bears game and having you get up at whatever time you get up in the morning. But we'll have
6:30.
So much. It's all about the adrenaline. It's all about the adrenaline. Did you say you were going to be on with Gabe on the overnight show?
It's an old tradition. I call in to Gabe.
Oh man, hopefully it's in the, because you're an early go to bed guy. Are you gonna be okay?
I'll be wide awake because the game will have just happened. Then I'll watch all the post game and the press conferences and everything.
Okay.
And then I'll be like, all right, now let me check in with my boy Gabe.
Okay.
He knows. Yeah, I used to do this when I worked at CBS Chicago. I would get off work. He'd be on the air. I'd call when I got home.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
shout out to Gabe.
We're going to have a robust post-game package for you here.
Ooh, package.
On The Score. And then you know what happens at 5 o'clock? Said. Mully and Haw pregame. Hey, I heard that.
I heard robust it too. Package. I'm sorry. See, this is a problem I have.
No, it's not a problem at all.
I don't know. I don't regret it.
That's why you're here.
I'm watching The Office way too much, so it's just I'm stealing from Michael Scott on the constant.
All of us.
Yeah.
All of us. Mm-hmm. Courtney Cronin, we know her well, of course. You always hear her voice in press conferences over at Hallis Hall. She sat down with Caleb Williams on the record for 10 minutes. It was an interview that you were able to watch. And she asked him about how Ben Johnson speaks to him, the messages he is receiving so far this year versus his not great rookie season.
It's been great, to be honest with you, because everything everything that he speaks, if you don't understand, he's patient. If you don't understand, he's going to give you an answer. If you don't understand, he'll find a way to help you understand. He'll get up on the board. He'll say it out loud. He'll explain it, you know, to a deeper, you know, level, and all these different things. So he coaches, he helps you learn. And you know, it's been awesome to be able to, you know, kind of have that and then have somebody go out there and push you on those, you know, those ideas and those moments that you've had in the film room and those moments that you've had, you know, in those, you know, the solo meetings and things like that. And so it's been great.
What's refreshing about that to hear is the willingness to communicate. Like in the way he says it, he implies that that was not the case last year. That if you're not getting the message as a player, no matter what, it's still somebody's job to help you. Like at the end of the day, a coach's job is to help make his players better. Players better. Any coach, your job is to make your team better, to make them succeed as much as you can possibly do. And that's why I just think it's silly when if somebody's not conforming to somebody else when they're a player, the players are the ones on the field. So to hear that from Caleb Williams, I think is it lets you know that there might be a little bit of relief in the way he said that too.
Emphasis there on the word patience and the fact that Ben Johnson is patient with him. It goes back to, if you guys remember, Mike Tomlin was on the Pivot podcast with Ryan Clark and company. And he talked about coaching as this understanding that, hey, different players are going to have strengths and weaknesses when you scout them, when you get them in, and people will tell you what somebody cannot do. He's like, well, that's where coaching comes in.
Right.
Coaches are supposed to be able to teach you how to do things you don't already know how to do. There's a lot of people with talent out here, right? But can you get the best out of them and can you help them turn the corner in a way which makes them an even better talent than they were when you got them? And I think that's what Ben Johnson is going to do with Caleb Williams. And I'm supremely confident in the offense getting better over the course of the season, more so than the, you know, other side of the ball.
Patient, but not coddling. I think Ben Johnson laid down multiple gauntlets in the offseason program from day one when we were inside the Walter Payton Center. Remember all the yelling? Remember Cole Kmet got a scolding? The golden child from Chicago. Everybody loves Cole Kmet, and he's getting yelled at. And then the other gauntlet that was laid down was early in camp when he benched all he pulled all the starters out because they weren't performing correctly. Guess what? Caleb Williams is getting yelled at this year. So there is patience, but not coddling. And that is a big part of what's going to go down this year with Caleb.
And as we've said before, I'm not here to make excuses for the Bears. I think people know that by now. I don't have any special relationship with the team, vice versa. They owe me nothing, whatever. But this will take some time. Like, you're not going to see the finished product today. You're going to see a picture of it.
I'm open to it, though.
Yeah. I mean,
I am wide open to it.
I feel that way. Like, it's so simple, you know, the cliche, just win the game. If he's 18 of 24, yeah, you know, I don't care how many attempts he's taking. If that's what you're able to do, if you just need to hand the ball off more than you want, if you have to throw it more than you initially planned because we don't know who RB2 is, this is what has to happen. But do I think that we know what the ideal, what this really looks like when it's humming offense is going to be today? No, I don't think that's happening today.
Yeah, and I'd push back a little bit on Ben Johnson because you do want to win in a sustainable way. I've seen way too many sort of fake Bears seasons that might have been winning seasons because they were not.
2018!
Well, and you'll have your time for 2018 tonight on the Take the North podcast. You're right. There was an unsustainability about the way the Bears were winning.
The entire month of December, they had to use trick plays to get into the end zone.
My favorite Bears season as a fan was 2001, which was just unbelievably lucky when you had the back-to-back walk-offs by Mike Brown. We all knew that was not a sustainable way to win, and Hugh Douglas made sure of it when the Bears were walloped along the lakefront by the Eagles in that year. So, yeah, I'm all for, like, just win, just win, just win. But it, to some degree, I've watched way too many Bears seasons where there is a certain way that you have to win that is sustainable.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hugh Douglas ruined a lot of people's dreams that year. To be fair.
He's doing radio too, isn't he now? Isn't Hugh Douglas?
He works at our sister station. Yeah, WIP, he does.
We might have to have Hugh on sometime. I might have words for him.
Yeah, ahead of Black Friday, we will have him on.
Oh, nice. Okay.
You know, that's what...
Yeah. I mean, I've talked to Jim. We've talked to Jim Miller about Hugh Douglas, and, you know, because Jim Miller was great that year, but he took it. I mean, he got crushed by Hugh Douglas. So, yeah, bring me Hugh Douglas. Bring him to me.
This is Raheem Ian Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score, talking ahead of a Bears game against the Vikings tonight. Ben Johnson also spoke over the weekend, and because it was not a typical week at Hallis Hall, it's stuff that you may have heard on Friday, but in this case it was Saturday. So let's listen to what Ben Johnson had to say about what he thinks the strength is going into this game.
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to give away trade secrets here. Listen, we feel really good about this game plan, and we're gonna do whatever it takes, whatever the situation is, to find a way to come out on top.
Wait, what was the question? Because there was giggling and giving away game plans.
I think they are asking what is the game plan.
That didn't feel like 30 seconds. Was that the right sound bite?
I think we need a re-rack.
Well, here's a rack. Here's what I'll say about the
was that Pat Finley laughing? That was the strength of the Bears offense, was Patrick Finley's laugh.
It starts with Finley laughing.
The Ben Johnson game plan is, to me, should be pretty simple in remembering this one key stat, right? Last year against the Blitz, Caleb Williams was not bad. So understand that he has been a guy who's been able to do some stuff in the pocket against the Blitz. Well, I know the desired results were not there in the wins, and it is about just win, baby. You know, to quote a famous... You know, and he had a 78.9 overall PFF grade against the Blitz, which would be the highest of any rookie since 2016, if there wasn't this guy named Jaden Daniels playing in Washington who outdid him.
Okay. To your point, just really quick, Caleb Williams was really good against Minnesota last year. He had two elite throws in the first quarter of the first game last year, the back-to-backs, and I remember the DeAndre Swift one, and then the 27-yarder down the middle to DJ Moore to set up the field goal to force overtime. And I even did the drive-by Caleb's locker the other day, and I asked him about those plays. I brought those up. I said, were those elite plays? And he just kind of was like, yeah, those were pretty good, man. So he remembers. He remembers.
The North remembers.
Yes.
Wait a second.
Yes.
You asked him, were those elite plays?
Well, I said something to the effect of, actually, I don't remember exactly. I think I said, like, were those some of your best throws of the year? And I went through it, and he was kind of acting like he didn't remember, you know, like that, like playing Joe Cool because he throws so many great passes. But I said, yeah, those two passes in the first quarter, then the 27-yarder, and he just smiled.
I want examples from him, though. I want us to tell, and he didn't do that with us when we had him on either. You know, I want him to tell us what he thinks he's best at, what he likes to do. I think that's important in this. I don't want him to be a blank canvas. I want him to be himself.
That's why I like to get him by his locker every once in a while and just ask him fun stuff like that.
Yeah, like what's the best version of you? I always want to know that about everybody.
But don't you guys feel like right now, at this particular point, right before the season starts, his first one with Ben Johnson, that he is kind of holding the curtain back. He's trying to stay behind the curtain in totality. He's not going to give you much of anything until we get out on the field and let's make something happen. And then my play will show for itself.
I mean, in theory, game one, especially now that it's a 17-game season, you're not doing the stuff you want to do in December in game one.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's that part. Like, you could argue that what we saw yesterday out of the Lions, if you really wanted to be hopeful about it, and there was not a lot to be hopeful
Hi,
about.
Robbie.
But if that
Life is
still,
bigger than sports.
If that is still a team that's coached by Ben Johnson as the OC, you're saying to yourself after watching that, well, maybe that's not their gameplay. There's a benefit of the doubt that's given there. So I feel like it's the same way in this case. Like, I need you to base install still, and I feel like that's going to go on for more than just the preseason.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, whether or not you want to admit it. And it's also, what can you do in games? And that's when it goes back to X, Y, and Z. Like, if you notice that Drew Dahlman is just lighting it up for everybody on the other side, then run as close to him as possible, you know? So we're still trying to figure out how much outside zone they're going to run tonight. You know, there's that part of it, too.
There's so many things that I'm anticipating about this game to make me more excited about this game than any game I've seen in a long, long time.
It's all new. It's
all new. It's all fresh. And we get to see what's really what and what isn't.
Okay, so is that part of it, the soundbite that we played, or was that something different? Okay, let's play the whole thing. So yeah, Ben Johnson was asked about what he thinks the strength of the offense is.
I know you said that you don't know what this offense is going to look like until you get a few weeks into the season.
Yeah, I say that. I do know what it's going to look like.
But I know, of course, right? But what the final product will be. But what do you feel like going into this game is the strength of the offense right now?
Can't do it.
Yeah. I mean, you're trying to give away trade secrets here. listen, we feel really good about this game plan, and We're gonna do whatever it takes, whatever the situation is, to find a way to come out on top.
Okay, see, I love that because it's gamesmanship, yes, but also I think he's like, I could do anything I want out here. Watch this. He's in his Usher, watch this mode right now.
It sounds like somebody being asked to define the relationship, and they're like, well, I think you're really special.
That is a great comparison, analogy. I rubber stamp it,
what
approve
are we?
It.
Well, I think
what
you're really
we?
Great.
What right. are we?
I think
whatever we're doing right now is working for me right now. That's my answer.
I think Ben Johnson has secrets. Yes, he has secrets. You know Ben Johnson has stuff up his sleeve. I mean, this guy, Ben Johnson, is an absolute crazy killer. He wants to embarrass the opposition. I don't know if you guys have read the Dan Wiederer article in The Athletic.
We're going to talk about it with Dan.
It's extraordinary.
Later in the show.
I'll save it then for Weedsy.
Well, because you can't take the North with him tonight. Now, can you?
Right. Well, it's
Dan
all about you.
Dan joins us at 12:25.
You've been wanting to rip the Take the North podcast for some time now, Layla, and you'll get your chance tonight.
I have a lot of problems with you people.
I know you do. You people, how dare you?
You Take the North people.
What?
And your romancing of 2018. That is not what we're talking about tonight after the game. We're going to talk about the actual game.
I'll leave you 5 minutes at the end, though.
No. I need more than that.
Oh, man. So we got to have you on again to do this?
She'll need sleep. This is a gateway for you. You let her in.
When Wiederer comes on, you ask Wiederer and Studs to schedule you, because I'm doing what I can do. I'm doing my part, Layla.
I'm going to find out when you guys are taping. I'm not even going to talk to anybody. I'm going to figure it out by hacking and then just bust in.
Oh, my God. Yeah, come
like
on over.
Like 2020 Zooms.
Dave the Cat will be there. It'll be great.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.